Well, Richard, we did extremely well. We've never won this event in our history. We went up there with a full squad. I would say probably our 60% with the army team. And we beat Loughborough. First time in history. Absolutely fantastic event for us.
Really good result then for the and the army guys, did they do well for the combined services?
We did. We had a couple of field eventers, Musqui in the shot put. Ran extremely well. Our relay team did quite well, so that's a good spot really to build up for the inter-services.
The British Athletics Championships have just taken place in Birmingham and had some army athletes involved with this one. How did they get on?
Well, we had a trio there. We had Corporal Rowan Smith, RLC. He ran 100 metres in the semi-final and got a season best, so looking good for the inter-services. Peter Marino was in the high hurdles and Corporal Musqui was in the discus and the shot.
Fantastic. So it's great seeing some army athletes, isn't it, into the British Athletics Championships.
We're building there. I think as the months go on, again, the season's still early. Although we've got the inter-service on Wednesday, I do see some of these army athletes go on and get better through the season.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it is early season, but with the military sports, particularly for the athletics, inter-services have to be done now in July, and it's this Wednesday and being hosted by the Army this year at the Aldershot Military Stadium. First time for you to organise it. How's it been going for you?
It is. Straight in the hot seat this year, coming straight into the Championships. And it's going well day to day, and we're looking forward to hosting on Wednesday.
So what's the format for the day? Is it pretty much the usual kind of athletics day?
It is. We start at 10 o'clock. Normally we start a little bit early, but 10 o'clock Wednesday morning. We have a few field events in the morning, then it builds up for the 5K around about 12:35 in the afternoon, and that should be quite good.
So it's going to be a full day of athletics, which is something to look forward to. So tell us some of the athletes that we need to watch out for on the day.
Well, it looks like we've got Captain Paul Molyneux in the 5K. He's run extremely well in the winter. You know, he's come out the winter and been selected to run for England and Canada. So I think him up against Ben Livesey in the 5K, again, that should be quite interesting. I don't know which way it's going to go.
Bit of an Army RAF battle then in that
one. I think so, yeah.
And any other ones that we've got to look out for on the day?
Well, yeah, we'll look at the men's 400, Reifmal Drama from Germany. He's coming over. He ran at Loughborough. And he got a very, very good time. I don't want to disclose the time, but I think it might put the RAF and the Navy in a little bit of pressure in the 400.
And for the women's side as well, because obviously it's men and women on the day, any particularly women we need to look out for?
Again, on the Army side, we've got Prava Jatra in the 100 metres and the 200 metres. Again, she's been working from last season, won the medical services, and then come through strong this season. So I look for a good result there. And Lieutenant Lauren Hall in the 15 or the 5K. I haven't decided which she's going to go in there, but again, coming back of a winter training, has run extremely well.
Yeah, make that decision last minute, keep the RAF and the Navy on their toes.
Definitely, yeah.
So, overall then, how do you feel it's going to go for the Army with your Army athletics head on?
Well, I think, you know, it's going to be a fantastic day. I think it's going to be close in men and female. We're not going to run away with this. It's all about a team effort. It's not about an individual on the day. We've got to look at our team, our strengths and our weaknesses, because all teams got the strengths and weaknesses. And we've got to work out where the Royal Navy and the RAF are going to put their athletes, and then basically try to counteract that.
And anyone can come along to watch on the day?
We'd love you to come along. As I said, it starts at 10 o'clock, finishes at 5 o'clock. We've got a burger van, tea, coffee. Come along and enjoy the sun. And also, not to forget, we have the inter-service tour on Queen's Avenue. And again, that will start around about 10 o'clock.